Look out behind you!
Xander Pritchett was beside himself as he watched his best friend duck behind an ornamental column, sliding on the glazed hardwood dance floor as she careened out of the way of something he couldn't see and yet still knew was there. A glass vase shattered against the floor in the exact spot she was standing only seconds before. They were at Undercurrents, a fancy waterfront restaurant on Lake St. Clair on Harsons Island in southeastern Michigan, and their current job was turning into a righteous fright fest.
What do you see? Harper asked, her shoulder-length blonde hair standing out at odd angles as she surveyed the room.
You know very well I don't see ghosts, Xander said, his hands on his narrow hips as he regarded Harlow from across the room. I don't think now is the time for jokes.
I wasn't making a joke, Harper snapped, rolling her eyes despite the circumstances. I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to Molly.
Oh, Xander said. You don't have to be so snippy.
A ghost is trying to flatten me, Xander, Harper shot back. I think now is the time to be snippy.
Whatever, Xander said, pressing his back to the wall and lifting his walkie-talkie to his face. Molly, what do you see on the thermal scanner?
From the manager's office where she was set up, 21-year-old Molly Parker enthusiastically regaled Xander with a litany of mumbo-jumbo that essentially meant she had no idea what she was looking at. She was extremely enthusiastic about it, though.
Be specific, Xander ordered. Is there more than one ghost in here or not?
I'm only seeing one cold spot, Molly said primly.
And although Xander couldn't see her pert features, he could imagine the face she was probably making.
It's right by Harper.
Don West, the owner of Undercurrents, hired Ghost Hunters Inc., GHI, for those in the inner circle, the day before because he couldn't handle one more interrupted wedding or tearful bride complaining that a pesky poltergeist ruined the biggest day of her life. He didn't believe in the paranormal, but he saw no way out of his predicament other than hiring Macomb County's leading ghost hunters. From his spot next to Xander, he was less than impressed.
There's nothing there, he said. Your friend is ducking like something is there, but so far all we've seen is a glass vase hurtling across the room, and I haven't ruled you guys out as somehow causing that.
Xander shot West a hard look.
You hired us, remember?
I remember, West said. You also promised you would handle my little problem with the utmost delicacy. This doesn't look delicate to me.
Xander pushed his floppy brown hair off of his forehead as he wiped the accumulating sweat away from his angular face.
We can't do anything until we identify what kind of spirit you have here.
West narrowed his eyes.
Are you sure this isn't a scam?
As if on cue, another vase lifted from a nearby table and flew through the air, not stopping until it smashed into the wall about a foot from West's head.
Do you think we faked that? Xander asked pointedly.
West
broke off, worrying his bottom lip with his teeth.
You have to do something about this. We're going to lose money if it gets out that we're the place for haunted weddings. We're coming up on our busiest 6 months of the year.
To be fair, some people would love a haunted wedding, Xander replied, ducking as another vase smashed into the wall.
This might be a little extreme for most people, though, he conceded.
As much as I'm enjoying this conversation, can you focus on me?
Harper interrupted, her blue eyes flashing impatiently.
I'm the one exposed here.
You're such a pill sometimes, Xander grumbled. What do you want me to do? You know darned well I can't see anything. I'm supposed to be your emotional support and tech guy. I don't do well with the hands-on stuff.
I need you to set the trap, Harper said, making a face. Throw it out in the middle of the room. I'll take care of leading the ghost there.
How? Xander furrowed his brow. Are you going to run out into the open and lead the ghost over the trap?
Yes.
But what if it catches you?
Xander asked, hoping he didn't sound as terrified as he felt. He made a living catching ghosts with his lifelong best friend, but he was less than thrilled with the means they utilized to do it.